Welcome to Season 6 of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, your longtime host and editor of VRMA's publications. And here with me today is Kevin Vozar, Senior Director of Owner Relations and Business Development at Cabins for You. I hope you enjoy our conversation, and I hope you enjoy this year's episodes. All right. So hi, Kevin. Can you first introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, my name is Kevin Vozar. I am Cabin for You's Senior Director of Business Development and Owner Relations. I've been with this company and in the short-term vacation rental space for about 10 years now, after spending a little over 30 years in the financial services industry, both as a retail financial and estate advisor, as well as owning and operating several very large national investment advisory and securities firms.
What made you actually jump into the short-term rental market?
You know, it was funny, after spending the amount of time that I've spent in the financial services industry, you get a certain amount of burnout after, you know, over 30 years. And so my wife and I decided that we would downsize and make our lives a little bit easier. So in the winter of 2013, we decided to sell our home in Metro Atlanta. I sold the planning practice that I had, and we were going to kind of sort of semi-retire to the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. And nice. After being underfoot for a couple of months, my wife told me I better get a job or she was going to leave me. So a small company at the time, Cabins for You, discovered me, and we began a dialogue, and I've been here ever since.
That's awesome. So I understand you're kind of an expert in estate planning, and that's really what I wanted to chat with you today about. And maybe you can just start off by explaining to our audience why estate planning is so crucial.
Well, you know, many people don't realize just how important, you know, having even a basic estate plan is. And when I talk about an estate plan, a basic estate plan, I call it the Holy Trinity. You need a will, a durable family power of attorney, and what are called advanced directives or a living will. That's the basics that every person really needs in America. And unfortunately, people don't always understand or acknowledge their own mortality. And they don't always acknowledge the fact that something might happen. They become incapacitated in some way. And when it happens, it's too late to take any action. So I find that with my own personal financial planning clients, that they were woefully unprepared in event of a catastrophic incident, but more in the short-term vacation rental space is finding owners who are woefully ill-prepared. Mm-hmm. So I've taken upon myself to really educate our owners the value of putting in some level of estate plan so that there's no interruption in service and, you know, to the, you know, the vacation rental properties they have, both with their guests and with, you know, whoever their heirs ultimately are.
Sure. How did you become so interested in this to become an expert?
Well, you know, working both with, you know, pre-retirees and retirees, which was the bulk of my practice, it was very important for me as a planner and as a fiduciary to always put, you know, my clients' needs ahead of myself. And so it was a whole due diligence, you know, finding out, doing a fact finder with them, finding out what they had and what they didn't have, and making sure that they had in place things that were necessary. Now, I want to make it clear, I'm not an attorney.
Sure.
So if there's anybody out there who is watching this and wants to take those next steps, yes, there are some online resources that you can avail yourself to, but I'd be more comfortable if you were to seek out a licensed local, you know, attorney professional to help you do these things.
Sure.
But, you know, it's no secret. You can see in the news when a high profile celebrity passes and you hear the stories about, you know, the estate being fought over by family and business interests and things like that. It's very easy to avoid the time, the heartache, and the expense of not putting together, again, even the most basic estate plan.
Yeah. I mean, so other than, you know, people not really wanting to reckon with their own mortality, what are there some other common misconceptions or reasons why people don't take estate planning as seriously as they should?
Well, you know, again, that's the big one, is not wanting to face your mortality. And the other one is they believe that this is expensive. Well, you know, if I do this, I'm going to have a big lawyer bill. Frankly, a simple will is very affordable. A basic, you know, durable family power of attorney or even advanced directives living will are things that, you know, an attorney can put all three together for very little money. And I say this because one of the, you asked me the question, what really inspired me to do this? Mm-hmm. I had a client back, you know, when I was in the planning business. It was a young couple, husband and wife, had two young children, and they didn't have a will. And I kept talking to them, you know, it's important to have a will, it's important to have a will. Unfortunately, they both perished in a car accident, leaving the two children behind. And what I found is that when you die, what's legally known intestate or without a will, is there's no legal guidance as to whom we're going to be those children's guardian. Now, keep in mind, with those children come their parents' estate. Okay, so any real property, any investment accounts, any IRAs, 401ks, life insurance benefits, those all follow the children. And it was so sad because we had multiple family members who were petitioning the family court to be these children's guardian. And what you don't want to have happen is having some administrative court deciding where your children will end up in the event of something catastrophic like that. So that's what really got me going to educate my clients as to why that's so darned important.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I know a lot of people who might be listening aren't as familiar with terms like trust, durable family power of attorney, advanced directives. Can you give a brief definition of some of these things and maybe why they're so essential?
Sure. Let's start out with a will. A will is a simple legal document that prescribes a one-time distribution of your estate at death. Once it's done, it's done. It's a one-time deal. Now, trusts, there's a myriad different types of trusts. There's irrevocable trust and there is revocable trust. Probably the most common one that a lot of our owners of short-term vacation rental properties have are what's known as a revocable living trust or an RLT. Now, a trust can prescribe the disposition of assets multiple times and in multiple ways after somebody's passing. So that's kind of the difference between the two. A misconception about having a revocable living trust, and a lot of our owners are high net worth people and they have substantial estates, is that having a trust avoids any type of estate tax. No, having a will means your will has to be probated. Having a trust bypasses the time and the expense of the probate proceedings. So that's the first step, is having a will and or a trust, or in some instances, both. The second is a durable family power of attorney. And I say durable because each state has different, you know, laws, regulations, and stipulations. And so I tend to always lean toward the more substantive type of a document. I call it a durable family power of attorney. And what that does is that lays out and prescribes to a trusted person, a family member, a friend, a business partner, you know, that they can act on your behalf if you become incapacitated. You suffer from a stroke, some type of a debilitating disease, maybe dementia of some level. And so you're allowing them to be your, in essence, attorney. In fact, to handle various parts of your personal and professional businesses. Now, you've got limited power of attorneys, and then you have, you know, all-encompassing power of attorneys. Mm-hmm. So you could give one person a power of attorney over one aspect of your life and another person another aspect over it. But what's important, especially with short-term vacation rental owners that are sole owners of a property, is if they become incapacitated, unless there is some type of a document like a durable family power of attorney naming somebody to work in their state, in their place, everything comes to a standstill until a person, you know, petitions the court to become that, you know, that person's guardian and conservator and take over their business. So again, it's really important to have that in place. Now, some states require you to record and docket it within your local county jurisdictions, and others don't. Some require a notary public, some don't. Again, talk with your local attorney. This is not something you want to do on your own. This is something that you want to do. And if you are out there listening and you want to do it for yourself, make sure your family knows that you've got it, where it's at, and right, who you've named to do these things for you.
So is that really, I mean, for people listening who are like, this seems kind of complex, overwhelming, is the first step really just to talk with your attorney and try to get these things sorted out a little bit, just to get the ball moving?
Yeah, I would. And, you know, usually a family attorney who specializes in estate planning, family law, can usually put together a package for you. Just go there prepared with all of your documents, what you want to have done. Don't go in there and say, I want this, and then spend a lot of billable hours them asking you questions. Go in there ahead of time to do it. Now, the third part of a basic estate plan is that a lot of people refer to them as a living will or advanced directives. That's naming somebody, for lack of a better term, that you've named to pull the plug. Or to, you've laid out if you want to withhold nutrition, hydration, medications, or going above and beyond and doing something that's, you know, superhuman to maintain you in a state, whether it's a vegetative state or otherwise. So it's naming that person to do that. And again, doing these things ahead of time, what most people don't understand is that our owners, especially the owners who maybe are a little bit older, one of the greatest things that they have trouble with is letting control go. Mm-hmm. And by doing a certain amount of estate planning, they themselves are letting things go in the event something happens. This is giving them, by the way, this is giving them control because they're taking action and they're telling who they want done when they want it done. So it's really important to frame it that way.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's a lot of these business related things that are, no one tells you when or how to do them, right? I'm thinking also of just succession planning, like when, right. You know, estate planning is like succession planning in that, you know, eventually you are no longer going to be here and you need to have a plan in place. But it's hard to think about those things because you don't, back to the not wanting to think about dying. It's like, we don't want to think about the possibilities for the future, even though they're obviously very real.
Yeah. And it's really important. And how it relates to the short-term vacation rental industry and the owners that we have. And what started it with me several years ago, I had an owner who was a single woman who owned three small vacation rental properties here in the Tennessee Smokies. And she unexpectedly passed away. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I get a call from her son. Of course, I didn't know that it was her son. He didn't. You know, these are the other things, too, is you have a responsibility to your owner or to your owner's estate to protect that property, be a good steward to that property. So I get a call saying, well, you know, my mother died and I'm going to take over the properties. I says, well, wait a minute. First of all, you need to, you know, I need a certified copy of the death certificate that she, in fact, did pass. Secondly, I need some proof, in fact, that you are her son. And third, unless you want to, present me with a copy of the will or trust or other estate planning document, I need something official that's naming you as the executor of her estate. Because until that executor can go and open up an estate bank account and perhaps get a, maybe you can use the decedent's social security number for tax purposes, or you need to file for a new tax ID number. Once that's all done, until that's done, we're at a standstill. We can't legally rent that unit out. We can't legally take money, disperse money, do work orders. I can't do anything until there's somebody in place. Because once that person is gone, the contract that they've signed to manage their property becomes null. So, you know, it's very, so we made it our point to look at all of our owners. You know, now joint, you know, if they're owned jointly or joint with right of survivorship or tenancy by the entirety, you have usually a spouse, a son or a daughter, or a sister or brother, or somebody who's a joint owner. In that instance, it's easy. We get a death certificate, they take over. You know, in the event that it's the property is owned by a business entity, whether it's a subchapter SC Corp or an LLC, generally they can send us, you know, those, you know, the LLC docs, and we will know they have something in their docs which spell out the succession plan. If it's owned by a trust, you know, now we're seeing actually properties that are being owned by IRAs, you know, where you have a self-directed IRA where you have a trust administrator. That gets into a whole new ball of wax because who's the beneficiary of the IRA? You get into it. So there are some substantial planning issues to take into account when you're doing this.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's it seems like a lot to think about, but I think with the right resources, people can at least start their journey and where they should. Do you have any suggestions other than obviously speaking with an attorney, but just, you know, resources, educational materials people can be directed to?
You know, not to, you know, be self-serving, but on our cabinsforyou.com website, on our owner university, there's a great article that I've written about estate planning for short-term vacation rental owners. That would be the first step. The second step is just to, when you're onboarding a new property, ask your owners, hey, what have you done as far as estate planning? What would happen if? And kind of have a checklist if you were to pass away, if you become incapacitated, if you were to, you know, if something were to happen, how will, you know, who do we need to reach out to, and what is your estate plan all about? I will tell you, when we started asking those questions, it elevated our place and our competency with our owners, because frankly, they're not being asked that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that, you know, that that additional gravitas, if you will, really does show the owner that you are maybe a cut above some of the local competition. So, again, it's just something to help you help not just yourself, but your owners overall. And it will really, and if the time comes where you need to use it, you've got it. You're not scrambling, you know, hire, you know, going to your attorney and spending some money to do something when you already have it in place.
Yeah, I think, I mean, to your point, I guess it really adds to the professionalism of your company and your business practices if you can, you know, say you have this in place. So yeah, I think that's really important for people to know. Anything else to share on this topic or last minute tips or advice?
Well, you know, probably, you know, I've said this before. This is just, you know, I don't do this just for our short-term vacation rental owners. Mm-hmm. I, you know, again, I want to, when I'm onboarding them, I ask those, you know, I do due diligence. I ask them these questions, and I want to make sure that we have our ducks in a row. But it's also important that as a short-term vacation rental company, that, you know, our staff know about this, mm-hmm. from our owners down to our, you know, to our, you know, vacation planners, to our maintenance folks and everything else, that it's not an expensive journey. It's not an expensive proposition to go down to put these things into place. Because again, the last thing that you want is to have, you know, somebody scrambling around or fighting over a checkbook at the funeral parlor, or somebody breaking into somebody's home because mom said I could have those set of dishes. You know, I've seen it all. And, you know, death and money, you know, makes, you know, the worst comes out in people, unfortunately. And doing these things now will avoid all of that. And the other thing too is, you know, if you're a short-term vacation rental owner, or you're an employee of, or you run a vacation rental property management company, is if you're going to do this, have the conversation with your family so they know where all the documents are, they know who's to do what, and move forward. And remember, these are living and breathing documents. Once you do them, they can be changed. Life changes. You know, people get divorced, you know, spouses die, people will get remarried, any number of things that can happen. So it's something that you're going to want to review with either your financial advisor or your attorney, you know, at least once a year or every couple of years, to make sure that your documents are up to date and that any old documents are destroyed. You don't want two sets of wills to show up and then fighting over which will is valid. So it's important to do all of these things, and it doesn't cost much.
Yeah, no, this is great advice. I think it's, you know, this is coming out in the beginning of 2024. So this will be a great, you know, New Year's resolution for you to get all your ducks in a row, right?
Yeah. Something that I did for my wife is I created a video of myself, that it's one of these open in the event that of my passing, and she can pop in a, you know, memory stick in the PC, and there I am, and say, hey, honey, if you're seeing this, I'm sorry, I died. Oh, so this is what you do first, second, and third. And it kind of guides her. And, you know, I started that practice many years ago. And I will tell you, I've had some clients who have had to use the videos, and their spouses, the surviving spouses, when I go over to work with them, they absolutely loved it. It was such a different. Again, it's doing that something that's a little bit different. I know it may sound a little morbid, but it really isn't.
It's kind of a nice touch, you know. I like
it.
Well, awesome. Kevin, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. I hope people take away a lot of good information from this, and we'll definitely have you back sometime.
It'll be my pleasure, and anything else I can do for you or for Verma or any of our member companies or property managers, I'm here to help.
Thanks.